Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want the next head coach to be someone that has experience and can push this group to the next level and win hockey games. And I think I have it in my mind exactly what I'm looking for, and that'll be starting today.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams, less than a week ago at the news conference announcing the dismissal of Don Granato as head coach, talking about what he'd be looking for, and the turnaround was that fast. There we are. Lindy Ruff is back as Sabres head coach. We're taking your reaction here. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schoep has been off today, though I'm anticipating hearing from him before the hour is up here. Zach Jones along, as always, as well. Back to the phones we go at 803-0550, and Adam is first up this segment. Hi, Adam. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Chris. Two thoughts on this. First off, I really hope this works. I'm really excited about the hire initially, but after losing Rick Jeanneret last year and the state of the team and what it's been, it's going to be really, really unfortunate if one of the last holders of, you know, good vibes of Sabres hockey not pan out, you know, in this circumstance, because, you know, what's left after Lindy? You know, I mean, there's not much. So, you know, the flip side of this is on the roster conversation. I'm glad that he signed up to take this job, but I wonder what he's going to be okay with roster wise coming in. Obviously, you know, I mean, look, he's going to take the deal. There's contract, there's money involved when you're an NHL head coach, but you know, there's risks associated with taking this job in his case too. And is he going to be okay going into next year with Dylan Cousins as his second line center, who really struggled mightily this year, and with Kevin Adams kind of seemingly wanting to build this roster with more youth? And there's a lot of prospects that we can be excited about, but is that going to be enough for him as a coach, you know, going into next year?
Yeah, Adam, thank you. Really good point. That's what I was sort of bumping around with when I talked to Paul about the roster and how much of an impact Lindy being the coach could have. I think to go hand in hand with the change at head coach, I really feel like Kevin Adams, he should have, and the people that work with him should have learned a valuable lesson about how to put this team together. during last offseason, because they, I think, to whatever extent, thought they were, I don't want to overstate this, because it's not like I think they would have thought, like, well, we're going to go win the cup just like this. But I think they thought they were all set. And, you know, I like the roster. I think a different coach could have gotten them to end the drought. Honestly, I think there was a disconnect there, and it was evident pretty early on. They didn't act on it. That was their choice. I think they will work at the roster with what the caller, Adam, is bringing up in mind. Like, veterans, guys who know how to play the right way, finger quotes, rather than just relying on all kids. There is a lot of youth here. I think there should be some room for a piece. I don't know. I mean, Paul's got a bold idea about buying Jeff Skinner out and, like, really going to work on the roster. We'll see if it gets to that level. I'll be convinced they are willing to pay the cost, the sunk cost of buying a player like Skinner out when I see them do it. Maybe that's one step too far. Even if Skinner's here, there will be, I think, at least one veteran forward added in here, if not more. I think it's called for, and I think you'll get it. If you don't, and it's, you know, still more youth, I would be concerned, because I think they should have learned that they need a different mix of guys. I like the kids. That's why I say, when I say I like the roster, it's because I like the kids. I think Paterka is going to be the best guy on the team within a year or two. I'm very bullish on Quinn, right? So, and someone out of the Savoy, Kulik, Roseanne group, Oslin, Wahlberg, somebody's going to make the team, I think. But I don't know about more than one, because I think veterans are called for if they end up with as many spaces as Paul was talking about. And I still think that might be ambitious. Brent is next up. Hi, Brent. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to, air my happiness that Lindy is
all
back.
Right.
And I think he can offer grit, which we're sorely missing, you know, especially the lower end of the lines. Like, of course, we need our two scoring lines. He's a former gritty player, and I think they'll appreciate it. I think Granato kind of had a coddle locker room, and I think, now's the time to win. Now's the time to be all grown up, and I think Kevin Adams touched on that, and I think Lindy will deliver that. And if all goes well, next April we'll be in the playoffs.
I like it, Brent. I like, usually, and look, this is pretty common knowledge, I think, right? Like, we joke around, I think, self-deprecating. We're the complaint department, right? People usually don't call to say they're so. This guy, Brent, just said, I needed to call to tell everyone how happy I am. I want to just step back and appreciate the rarity that is, because it's usually the out. I'm so mad I can't take it anymore. Instead, I can't contain my happiness. I need to share. That was refreshing. I hope that your optimism ends up getting rewarded. 803-0550 again is the number. Frank is next up. Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hold on. The signing of Lindy Ruff has written all over it. In 2 years, we're going to be looking for a new coach and a new GM. He's had his two. He got lucky when he was with the Sabres the first time with Dominic Ashton. And that's why he was so successful. Then he goes to Dallas. He had very talented teams when he went to Dallas. In 3 or 4 years, he made the playoffs once. Then he lost the dressing room as usual, and he got ousted. Then he goes to New Jersey. He made the playoffs 1 year out of 3, maybe, and he lost the dressing room there. He was getting, he was alienating players. And we don't need that. We don't need another Buffalo guy in this organization. We need somebody to come in that knows how to coach. I'm not a Lindy Ruff fan. Never was. Never will be. I was never really a Kevin Adams fan in any term. But with this hiring, I almost want to go get my season tickets back.
Okay, Frank. Thank you. Appreciate the call. In the interest of being thorough, the comment about he got lucky with Hasek ignores the teams in the mid-2000s that reached the conference finals twice in a row. I know they lost. They didn't win the cup. But there was no greatest goaltender who ever lived on that team. Ryan Miller was there, and he was really good. But I don't know. It's not quite entirely true. I think you're overly dismissive. You don't have to be a fan of the hire for reasons that have already been talked about here, like the tugging at the heartstrings and the PR aspect of it. But you're doing a disservice, I think, overall to Ruff's ability. So thank you for the call. Appreciate it. John is up next. Hi, John. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. How's it going?
Good.
So I just wanted to talk about, you know, the Lindy hiring, and, you know, all I can really think about is, you know, the feelings that I felt back in February of 07. It was the Sabres and Senators game when Chris Drury got knocked out and Lindy sent in all the street fighters onto the ice. And I was at that game. I was 12 years old. And, you know, all these years later, I still remember that day and how awesome it was to see Lindy get involved. And, you know, those feelings, they've never left me, I feel like. And, you know, I still can feel them today. And just, like, how awesome it was at the time, you know, and how proud of that you were of the team and of the coach. And, you know, never count out a Buffalo guy. And Lindy's a Buffalo guy, and I think this is a good hire.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call very much. It is there's going to be an emotional investment here, right? Like somebody here, John's on the same train as someone earlier said. Like if this doesn't work, that's long enough. I can't think about that for any longer. As much as I could do it, and honest to God, it felt like a blood vessel was going to burst in my head. That would be the worst.
I hadn't thought about it until that call. I was like, oh, no. I mean, like that's the immediate response of, that's the only way it could get worse.
This has to work.
It has to. It has to. It's the only way the drought goes from, like, no, this is hell, to, like, no, you didn't realize it was until now. And it's just,
I want so badly for all of the thoughts that are now, like, just pouring over into my brain like Niagara Falls to, like, is there a faucet? I can just, they shut the falls off one. Just shut it off. Oh, it better work. It's got to work. It just can't. It can't fail. It'd be the most demoralizing thing that's ever happened. Like, I had to sit in here. I know, right? Hard job. I sat in here back in 2013 saying he's got to go. It was over. It was evident it was over. He's got to go. This is Lindy I'm talking about back in 2013. He's got to go. And then they did it, like, right in the middle. We're in the middle of, like, an opening segment of our show. And I'm like, I know it's tough, but it's over. He's got to, it's done. Did you see them last night? They're dead. Bang, he's fired. Oh, I feel awful. I just, like, it, in like a second, it to the, here's the announcement. They did what you said they needed to do. Oh, I hate myself. I hate everything.
Because he is truly one of the most beloved figures in Sabres history. And it's just, I mean, that's the thing, though, too. Like, what constitutes failing, I guess, now? Like, is the only way this succeeds is if he writes the story, we win the cup, and everyone's happy? Or is it like, man, just make the playoffs, like, two of the next 4 years, and we're thrilled? Like, it's going to be that weird feeling of, like, what actually is failure? What is actually succeeding here?
Yeah. Let's squeeze in Luke here. Luke, hi. Thanks. You're on WGR.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on. I always call when Mike isn't here. He misses a lot of big days. But anyway.
I guess that's all that worked out the last couple of weeks.
You know, I'm so on Lindy coming back. I won't get into it, but, you know, that's not my point. The reason why I wanted to chime in, you know, I don't think Jeff Skinner is going to be the kind of guy that Lindy Ruff wants in the locker room. And, you know, Paul Hamilton, comes on a lot. You know, I listen, you know, while I can, and he comes on a lot talking about how buying out the contract is the thing to do. And I disagree. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, he's 31. I think he's still got some game in him, and there's someone out there who would be at least willing to pick up, you know, three of that $9 million contract. So basically, I'm saying you should talk to Jeff, see where he wants to go, work from there, you know, retain salary, take what you could get. Like, hypothetically, obviously, this sounds like a bad turnout, but if you send Jeff to Toronto and retain 60% of his salary and get a fourth-round pick, it's way better than buying him out. And, you know, it seems obvious, and I mm-hmm. you know, all respect to Paul. I don't know what he's talking about when he says buying out the contract. That's all I wanted to chime in on, and thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, I think he's looking at a player that got dropped down the lineup with the previous coach, most likely for not being capable of playing the, you know, here we go again, the right way. I don't know, man. Like, we'll see. It's funny, Larry Quinn called in, right, as this news broke. I've known Larry since I started in broadcasting. And, you know, we communicate intermittently. It's not like we're friendly, like, to the point where we hang out or anything, but, like, whatever. I hear from him now and then. I'll reach out to him if I have something I want to bounce off him. So it's funny that he called. I'm seeing this. The station sent me this. Tim Graham, my buddy with The Athletic, tweeted a little while ago, Larry Quinn told me, quote, if Lindy Ruff was the head coach, Jeff Skinner wouldn't see the ice for a month. Now, that might be Larry. I trust him. I know Larry. I know Tim. That might be Larry's opinion. I don't know if that's, like, fact, but there's the Skinner buyout idea is there. I mean, anybody who knows Lindy, you know, might suspect that. I don't know. Just thought I'd share because it seems pertinent as we're working our way through this. All right, a lot to sift through. We're going to take a break here, and Mike has been off today, but he's well enough to get in here and join me for some thoughts because he's missing another huge day here. So we'll spend some time with my co-host here in a minute. Take a quick time out here. We'll be back to have that. And Zach, you've got a full nightcap on the way?
Yep.
Okay, so keep the calls coming. Zach will be here to hang out with you after we talk to Mike. But coming up right after this, Mike Shope with me, the Bulldog, here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.